Each Sunday morning, we get informed about what is going on with our Honorable Mayor Patrick Taylor on this Sunday with Ask the Mayor, our public affairs program. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Steve.
And after this recording, you're going to head on out to Blowing Rock and do some running.
Go to a mini running camp in the spring, and we're going to go to Blowing Rock, be Saturday, do what we call the Fire Tower Run, which is 5 miles up to this, on a mountain up to this fire tower, and then 5 miles back down. So it's always an interesting weekend.
After the weekend, we've got Election Day, and it's so important, of course. We say it every year, but just get out and vote.
We need everybody in this precinct to turn out to vote. If you haven't voted early, please vote on Election Day. Every vote counts, and it also sends a message to our county leadership that there are folks up here that care about what is happening in the county, and they express their concerns by going out and voting.
And this Thursday on the 19th, a board meeting coming up, and the budget's going to be discussed.
We've been developing a proposed budget for fiscal year 2022-23. In May, the town manager has to present a proposed balanced budget, and Josh Ward will be doing that at this coming meeting, followed by a request for public hearing in June, and then adoption of the budget that will go in effect on July 1st. We have other business that's very important, Steve, that we need to address.
Yeah, at 5 p.m., you're going to meet with the attorneys in closed session on STRs.
We've been having a work group of commissioners meeting with one of our attorneys that we've employed to review this situation. We've had two different opinions. This is the second opinion coming in from Poynier and Spruill. We will do a closed session at 5 o'clock where we will discuss as a board the issues related to short-term rentals and also that lawsuit that has been filed against the town and get their opinion and advice. After that closed session at 7 o'clock at the regular meeting, we'll have on the agenda a presentation of options related to the changes of the UDO and the recommendations that the planning board made related to short-term rentals. Hopefully the board will be able to move forward and start addressing these critical issues. I know that there's been a lot of different viewpoints expressed, and the board members and I have been hearing those, especially at the public hearing that we had several weeks ago. We know that there are a lot of different viewpoints. Frankly, any action that we take as a board, it will be viewed by some as correct. Other people will not like what we do, and some people would say, well, you could have done it better. We know that's going to be the situation because this issue of short-term rentals is a contentious issue here and throughout the state and across the nation. And we're like every other municipality that we communicate with, we're having to address these issues now and do the best we can. So we will start that process at this board meeting, move forward, making some decisions about how to proceed and how to address these issues by changing the ordinances that we already have in the UDO. I'm wanting to keep the agenda pretty limited this time because I think there will be a lot of time spent on this rollout of these options and recommendations that will have been presented. We'll be posting the meeting on YouTube. Some folks might want to just tune in and see what the board is doing. Of course, we will have the in-person session also.
Tell us about the meeting that you had with Carl Gillespie and Kevin Corbin regarding insurance coverage.
Both our representatives, Representative Gillespie and Senator Corbin, they've been doing a series of meetings in the districts that they served this spring. We had another meeting that they held about access to broadband. I missed the meeting over in Murphy about bear hunting in Panther Town, but they briefed me on that they had a lot of people with a lot of different opinions on what should be done there. And the latest information I received from the delegation was that the wildlife folks are reconsidering their plan to allow bear hunting in Panther Town. So just stay tuned on how that develops. But the issue that we discussed at the meeting on Thursday at Town Hall was related to health care and insurance. Not only did Carl and Kevin come, but they brought Becky Gray, Blue Cross Blue Shield. She's the legislative representative for Blue Cross Blue Shield. And we had a great sit down with our town manager, a representative from WIA Insurance that manages our health care relationships with Blue Cross Blue Shield. And then we had our personnel director who was at the meeting also. Specifically, some of the issues that we wanted addressed, we've had a good outcome this year. The increase for the town is only 4% in premiums this year, which is, given the inflationary problems we're facing throughout this country, 4% looks pretty good. But also we talked about issues about healthcare access, delivery, in Western Carolina. That's been a big topic. We also were discussing this whole idea of making sure that as many people as possible in North Carolina have some form of health insurance, because we were all talking, and I know Becky talked about this from the standpoint of Blue Cross Blue Shield, and that is, when you have people that don't have health insurance, but they delay having treatment because they don't have insurance, a doctor's visit that might cost $250, and then you show up at the emergency room, that same situation has now developed into maybe a $3,000 bill. Senator Corbin and Ms. Gray and Representative Gillespie, they were all saying that simply drives up the healthcare costs for everybody. The hospitals, all the healthcare delivery systems are put under stress in those situations. So I think that they're looking at a way of having kind of a managed care system for expanding Medicaid, or bringing about 600,000 North Carolinians into an insurance coverage system, to where when they show up at the hospital or if they go to the doctor, they have some level of coverage. Senator Corbin was explaining, and he's an expert on that. He's been in the health insurance field for many years. Medicaid gap and the Medicare gaps and all of these problems that people in North Carolina face when it comes to accessing and having health care. I was really gratified that our legislative delegation is aware of the problem. They understand the dynamics. And I think in the coming legislative sessions, maybe not in the short session, but in the longer session, I think that you'll see some movement in the North Carolina legislature to address this pending critical issue for access to health care.
I know, he being a former professor, education students and furthering their education with scholarship, but you're finding out another source of donation.
The honor of signing all of the scholarship certificates for all the graduating seniors that applied for scholarship at the Highland School. They received those awards on Honors Day. They're about to graduate, and it's really gratifying to realize that as they go on to further their education, there'll be some basic level of support that the town scholarships provide. Those people that are already pursuing an advanced degree or some type of furthering their education, they too receive a scholarship if they just reapply every year. So that's a great program. And earlier in May, I put out a call to the citizens of Highlands, would you please be willing to send in a donation to help us meet this critical need of supporting our young people? And lo and behold, we've gotten some very significant donations. We've raised well over $100,000, almost $150,000 additional dollars for this scholarship program. Our finance director is processing the whole donation system now. We will be getting back to all the folks, if we haven't already, who've made those donations, and we will try to figure out a way to honor their gifts and their contributions, because they're so important. And here's what we're thinking needs to be done. We need to take that money and just simply guarantee and extend this program for the next 5 years to make sure we'll continue having the golf tournament, we'll continue to have the fly fishing tournament, and all of these ways of having resources for awarding these scholarships. But this will really make a huge difference as we move into the future to make sure that these young people have that opportunity to become productive adults and citizens that are well educated. I can think of nothing more important for this community than to make sure that our youngsters have a chance to fully realize their potential as adults.